Tax matters. Fringe benefits post-COVID-19. Fringe benefits plans are vital in building an appealing company culture that attracts the right workforce. Employees who feel comfortable and influential in their work environment are more motivated to achieve. Moreover, the ability of organizations to respond to changing expectations and adapt significantly impacts success in employee retention and recruitment efforts, while preventing high turnover costs. Historically, fringe benefits covered a wide range of perks for employees. Some of the common examples of fringe benefits paid or granted by employers to employees are company motor vehicle, houseboats, security, cell phone allowance, airtime, meals, and canteen meals, parking fees, DSTV subscriptions, golf subscriptions, fuel, accommodation, educational assistance, school fees, and holidays. While many of these benefits are still relevant for today's workers, in-office perks may not be effective in attracting a remote workforce. Employers must refresh fringe benefits to match employees' new priorities. Fringe benefits mean any amount of income, which is paid or payable to any person whether in cash or otherwise in respect of services rendered. These are perks that employers give to their employees over and above any financial compensation. They are advantages or benefits, which are given to employees as incentives to retain their services. Some of the fringe benefits enjoyed by employees as part of remuneration are taxable under employees' tax, pay, and value-added tax, VAT, legal provisions. The tax law states that every employer who pays or becomes liable to pay any amount by way of remuneration to any employee is required to withhold employees' tax, pay. Not all amounts paid by an employer in respect of benefits or advantages can be claimed as deductions for income tax purposes. Income tax laws provides for certain expenses that are not deductible for income tax purposes. One such example is entertainment expenses or amounts expended in respect of hospitality in any form. Expenses incurred for staff meals or canteen meals are not allowable for income tax purposes. Such amounts are therefore taxable for pay purposes but not allowed as deductions for income tax purposes. Supplies on which output tax must be accounted include the supply of a motor vehicle, the supply directly or indirectly of security benefit, the supply of cell phone allowance benefit, airtime, data bundles, internet facility, parking fees, the provision of canteen meals and subscriptions for DSTV, subscriptions to golf clubs. Supplies of fringe benefits, which are exempt in terms of the VAT Act, are the supply of any accommodation in a dwelling, the supply of any educational services and school fees allowance benefit. School fees allowance given to teachers by the government as a fringe benefit. It is generally accepted that working solely on a laptop for long periods is poor practice and can lead to discomfort and back pain. Many homeworkers will need additional equipment including monitors, keyboards and even desks and chairs in order to make a functional office space. Employers and employees need to be aware though that the tax position is significantly affected depending on how it is paid for. Common example of fringe benefits post-COVID-19 as a result of working from home includes fuel, home office, generators, internet, laptops, portable printers and other electronic devices. These benefits can be taxable or not taxable depending with how the payroll policy of the organization is structured. There is need to analyze if the employee is directly benefiting from the working from home benefits before including the amount in the gross employment income of the employee. If there is significant private use, then a benefit in kind will arise, and so employers may wish to ensure that their employment policies make clear that significant private use is not permitted. When or if the employee returns to the workplace and ceases to use the asset at home, some consideration will need to be given to what happens to the employer's property. If the property is returned to the employer, there will be no tax consequences. But if the employee keeps the asset and ownership of the asset is transferred from the employer to the employee, then a benefit in kind could arise based on the market value of the asset at the time. In conclusion, before revamping your fringe benefits program, evaluate your employees' wants and needs to see how you can align them with your company's objectives and values. There are endless ways to create a fringe benefits plan, and your specific offerings should be tailored to your company and employees. Building a comprehensive benefits package, including attractive fringe benefits, positions your company to recruit and retain your optimal workforce. However, this should be done in a tax-efficient manner to avoid high employment tax costs on the part of the employees. Tapara is the founder of Tax Matrix, Private, Limited and chief executive of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.